Maximus stirred amid stabs of pain from his bruised shoulder and his wounded leg. His feet were weary from the hundreds of miles of walking, and now his back ached from his having slept without moving for what seemed an entire day. After being relieved of the responsibility for a legion and a campaign he had shouldered for the last 2 years, he had laid down his head and slept soundly. Through the fog of waking, he saw two young women sitting at a bench at the foot of his bed, watching him. He didn't recognize his surroundings. The one with dark hair addressed him in well-educated Greek.
"My lord, we heard you stirring. What can we provide?"
Without waiting for an answer, she knelt beside him to check his wounded leg. Maximus propped himself up, leaning on his left elbow.
"Did you do this?" he asked, pointing to the clean dressing.
"Yes, my lord. You fell asleep after bathing, and we thought it best to clean and bandage your wound then, so as not to disturb you later," she explained.
"Where am I?"
he asked.
"You are at the house of the senator Gaius Valerius. We collected you at his request shortly after your return, and brought you here to rest."
He vaguely remembered entering the city, the crowds, the cheering, the forum filled with nobles and plebeians alike. He recalled dismounting his horse and being met by two female slaves who had led him to this place, removed his armor, served him good wine, and escorted him to a warm pool of water to bathe. That was his last memory until this very moment that brought him the sunlit vision of two women dressed in white. The dark-haired one still knelt beside him. The quiet one with the large eyes remained seated and silent.
"My lord must be hungry," the dark-haired one asked. "What may we bring you?"
He managed to croak,
"Cool water."
His gaze moved to the blue sky that could be seen over the balcony wall.
"I'd also like fresh bread and grapes, lots of grapes."
His tone was subdued and melancholy. The quiet slave left the room to run the errand, as the other one continued to fuss over the dressing on his leg. Maximus watched the sun brighten the transparent magenta leaves of the bougainvillea bush, flowing over the wall of the balcony. He longed for delicate flowers and other beautiful things to be a part of his life again. He wanted a wife and children, and a farm on which to raise and teach those children. Most of all, he wished.